I just needed a friend, but now I share a bed with you. Am I dumb?
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first...
I gotta be honest, I don't know. This time I don't have the answers. I'm just out here trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life were going wrong. People I love made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better. Yeah. I tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me.
There were times that my faith got weak. And the tears made it hard to sleep. And the things didn't go my way.
Got in my feelings.
No way. In my pride, I refused to pray.
I was talking to everybody else. I should have been talking to you, Father.
And I'm just down here. Trusting God.
I'm trusting God.
Yeah.
When life seems out of control,
be still and know.
Be still.
That God
is in control.
Is still in control.
When it doesn't make sense,
be still.
That my God.
You might have to cry, but you gotta know.
You know.
and know that God is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how your mind can race and race and run and run. Amen. And then to hear the word of the Lord say, be still, be calm. Know that I am God. Know that I am God. Hallelujah. I'm here. I'm for you, with you. I'm not against you. I'm in it with you. Oh, be still. Be still, my heart. Be still and know. Ooh, glory to God. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. First Sunday in 2024. First Sunday of January. And in our part of the world, our first significant snowstorm. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here at the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere that's right here, right now, with me on WGXC. I'm not here alone. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are with us. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Manuel Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this first Sunday of January and first Sunday of 2024? How are you, sir?
I am doing well, as I hope our Brightside listeners. And, you know, it's great that to know that God is in control, especially when the weather does not look like it's in control out here. So we are facing, as you said, our first major snowstorm. And, you know, it looks significant, as you say.
Yes, it's a doozy. It's a doozy. And they say it's going to snow all through the day. So any listeners out there in, you know, in the warm weather states or the warm weather parts of the world, we thinking about you, and we're celebrating you. We're celebrating with you that you ain't here with us. Amen. Listen, everybody out there, be careful. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Some of us of a certain age, we can't do like we used to do. Don't go out there and try and do it. Wait on somebody to come and shovel you out. Call somebody to come and shovel you out. Amen. Be wise. All right. We don't want you to strain and stress and hurt yourself. Amen. I just thank God it is a new year. And you know, there's that energy and that excitement when the new year comes. And hallelujah, the day is still 24 hours in a day, but there's something about that calendar turning over into a new year and a new season and a new day. We got music, hallelujah, to help you on your way starting off this new year. We have These Days by Jeremy Camp, Shifting the Atmosphere, Jason Nelson, It's a New Season, Martina Monisi and Israel Houghton, Open Door Season, Dietrich Haddon, Gotta Believe, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, God is on Your Side, the Mississippi Mass Choir, The Goodness of God by C.C. Winans, Trust in God by Elevation Worship. We have 8 songs, music back to back, 35 minutes, amen, to bless you. This is the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So, beloved, sit back, relax, and let the music play.
These days, my heart's always on the run. These days, the world's spinning out of control. Ooh. These days are fast and they're furious. Feels like the worst is ahead of us. Sometimes it's hard to feel at home, but I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and He doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for these days. Just needs the hope that's
inside of us. Ooh. Ooh. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Ooh. Ooh. Until our Father brings us home.
Shifting the atmosphere. I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Help me say it. It's moving. And it's breaking. Worship has power. Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me, just take this medication, and that gives me another problem. And they say, take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. For breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yes, fresh anointing. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, 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 oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing. It's
flowing my way.
Flowing my way.
It's a season of power.
It's coming.
champion, a master's hand. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Listen, listen. All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold.
Tried in the fire, but you're coming out gold.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I feel the need to explain. I feel the need to explain. Look at somebody next to you. Look them right in the eyes. They might need a little help here, a little bit of light here. Tell them all that was stolen, is returned to you. A hundredfold. Make sure they enjoy that part. Is that all right with you? Is that okay if we return this a hundredfold back to you? Tried in the fire. Tell them, tried in the fire.
Tried in the fire.
But you're coming out. Go. Grab them by the hand and just pull on them gently. Just say, you're coming out. Don't you dare stand there. Now, this is a church with many generations represented in it. There's some seasoned veterans and there's some young folks. And maybe some of you weren't raised in church all your life, so maybe you might relate to what we're saying here a little bit better if you remember the words of that prophetic song by Diana Ross.
Hi, Aaron.
What's she saying, Mark?
I'm coming out. I'm coming. I'm coming out.
Come on, come on. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay
I'm
there.
Say it.
Come on! is just one page in my story. And if I keep breathing, and if I keep believing, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. Yeah. I've been stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Just believe. You gotta believe.
You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York, and beyond on WGXE.org all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXE. We have the music, but with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got more of that coming out. And after, let me see, Goodness of God, Trust in God, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Listen, some days are weary.
Some days you're weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think nothing less.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
On your
side. He can handle it. God's on your side. Hold on. God's on your side. He can handle it. God's on your side. Miss LeAndrea Johnson.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a test.
You can take it.
Yes, you can.
Don't you think nothing
left. Whoa. Changing hands,
oh God,
even
God.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. And in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness. So your
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more. Trust in God, my Savior.
Beloved, hallelujah. Doesn't that just minister to your heart and your mind and your soul? I trust in God. I know he cares for me on mountains bleak and over stormy seas. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. Listen, beloved, you know, I was listening to a podcast. A gentleman named Nick Jones has this podcast, and he was sharing some audio of a former pastor who was just railing against Christianity, railing against God. And he made a couple of really good points. He said that, you know, nobody who has really ever had a relationship with God can rail against God. I'm telling you, I believe it's true. You might have been religious. You might have been, you know, following a false religion. You might have been, you know, indoctrinated with error. But if you have a relationship, if you meet God for yourself, you come to know God for yourself, you know too much about him, nobody can make you doubt him. But the word of God in John chapter 10 and verse 10 tells us that there's a thief that comes. He comes not only to steal and to kill and destroy. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody make shipwreck of your faith. You know who answers your prayers. You know who's there for you in the midnight hour. You know who's there when nobody else is around. You know who has pardoned your sin, forgiven you, given you chance after chance, time after time, made ways where there seemed to be no way, open doors you did not see. You know, hallelujah. Don't let the devil come and steal your joy and your peace. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. I have come that you might have life, that you might have it. We got to choose it, right? We got to live it, walk it out, talk it out, pray it up. Hallelujah. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, more wholly. Hallelujah. With more joy, more love, and more peace. Beloved, hallelujah. Have you considered that God made you for these days? There are so many people who are going around and, you know, they're down, they're depressed, they're discouraged, they're distressed. The media cycle, you know, just keeps pumping bad news, negative news all the day long. And they sit there and expose themselves to it. And they're just being held down. Hope that's not you out there, beloved. I hope it's not you who listened to me. But if it is, it's a new season and it's a new day. I know I have some witnesses who can testify that being still and knowing that God is in control can truly shift the atmosphere. Oh, yes, beloved. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You know, in the natural, the science of meteorology, it tells us about the changing of the seasons, right? And we're in a new season. Hallelujah. Here in the Northeast, in this part of the hemisphere, we are in the season of winter, amen? Depending on where the axis of the earth is, you might be in a place where it's a summer season. Praise be to God. But believe me, beloved, seasons change. Hallelujah. And God would not have us ignorant to this, because the word of God in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 18 tells us, hallelujah, that there are seasons for everything under the sun. There is a season of time for every matter under heaven. Hallelujah. Seasons change. Well, beloved, I decree and declare that you can decree and declare over your life that it's a new season. It's a new day. The calendar changed last Monday and brought us into 2024. It's a new season and it's a new day. Listen, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21 says that God can change times and seasons. Yes, beloved, he disposes kings and he raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. We can discern, beloved, that it's time for a change. It's time for a new thing. And God said, I will do a new thing. So even if you've been in a rough season, God can change your season. Hallelujah. If things have been going good and you know they can be better, God can change your season. And beloved, hallelujah, when seasons change, when it's the time for mourn, know that it's going to change again. Hallelujah. And you will dance again. When there's a time for weeping, know that there's going to come a time for laughter again. Hallelujah. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to pluck up what is planted. There's a time to plant. Hallelujah. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. The seasons change. The seasons of life change. Hallelujah. But beloved, amen. We can decree and declare that this is my time and this is my season. Hallelujah. 2024. If you've never trusted God before, you can make a decision to trust God with your life, for your life. Hallelujah. It's a new year. It's a new season. If you have devoted your life to God and you know God and you love God and you're repping God with your life, then there's more for you in 2024. Hallelujah, beloved. It's a new season. It's a new day. This is Pastor Kim, and that is my social commentary for today. Praise be to God. It's a new season, beloved. And guess what? God's got you, and God's got me too. I got a song for you. God's got me. Anthony Brown, this is for you, beloved. Decree and declare it over your life. Let the music play.
Yeah. Let the man play.
God's family. He told them all to look out for me. God got me. Hallelujah. God's got you. Praise be to God. God's got the people over there in Palestine, and he's got the people in Israel. He's got the people in Haiti. He's got the people in Central and South America. He's got the people in Africa and China and Asia. He's got us. Amen. He's got us. It may not look like it, leaning on our own understanding. We'll never understand it, but I tell you, he's got the answer. He's given us some insights to how he is and who he is. It's recorded in his word. So, God's got me. I got this cough too. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For touching me and lifting me up. Praying for all you who are going through. There's so much behind what's going on with all of these different things coming upon us. Hallelujah. But what we can do is pray. God is still Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Hallelujah. If we were never sick, we wouldn't know that he could help make us well. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you doctors and nurses and lab technicians and everybody in the medical profession, the science and research of medicine. Thank God for you. We pray for you. I pray, beloved, that you and yours will remain in good health, God. And if, hallelujah, by chance, amen, you should succumb to some of the illnesses, plagues that are out here, that God will raise you up in Jesus' name, and you'll be able to decree and declare that he touched me and he made me whole. Listen, remember never to forget, God loves you. He's in it with us. He's fighting for us. He'll not leave us or forsake us. God's got us. Don't let nobody take your belief in God away. No. Don't make the devil's day. Amen. Listen, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I want to wish all you January babies a happy birthday. I want to let you know that on Sunday, January 14th at 3 p.m. at the Shallow Baptist Church, we'll have our community observance on the celebration of the birth of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., our greatest prophet in the 20th century. Hallelujah. And did so much for the nation and the world. And we're going to come join us if you can. Shallow Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street in Hudson, New York. And beloved, amen. I hope that you can go in the rest of this week with peace and power to know the joy and the love of God and to serve him with gladness. Love you, love you, love you. God bless you. And ciao for now.
Well, I've been turned around, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land.
Seen so many big mountains that just